How much would you pay to never have to buy gas again? To trade the din of the internal combustion engine for the futuristic hum of an electric motor and every other sound your old car makes but you never noticed before?
A whole lot of the noise that you hear is just the ground moving underneath you, the tires, and also the brakes, you know, actually holding on to the drums and stuff. Things Perry's like now trying to fix everything in my car because he's like, I can hear that. Never heard that before. So yeah, it's incredibly quiet.
For Michelle Putz, a Forest Service employee and global warming activist in Sitka, the price of being gas-free is $4,000. That's how much she paid for an electric conversion kit for her 1996 Geo Metro, not including installation. Earlier in the summer, I dropped by the community schools class Putz had donated her Metro to in order to have students install the kit. Recycle Sitka had a small pickup converted also. At the time, Putz said that she was footing the bill with her PFD check, a small but significant gesture of defiance to Big Oil.
I totally love the idea of using Alaska oil money to turn my car into something that won't ever use oil again.
Her attitude seems a bit more sober now as the Metro rolls through Sitka's lunchtime traffic. The conversion took longer than expected, and Putz compromised on power and range to keep the Metro light enough to carry passengers. Still, she believes the project pencils out.
It'd be nice to buy an electric car, but they're not going to be cheap. The ones that are coming out are going to be $30,000 or more. So if you've got especially a smaller, lighter car, it's a way to go that's not that expensive. You know, how many newish cars, new motors do you get for $4,000 complete? And that includes most of the gas, so to speak, to run it.
With 10 cent electricity, you get 5 miles per kilowatt hour. That's like 2 cents. So that's where I think people start going for electric cars, aside from the environmental aspects and all, is just economics.
Sitka's utility director, Charlie Walls, is taking the development of electric cars very seriously. He's estimating that electricity demand will grow in Sitka roughly 2.5% per year over the next 2 decades, in part due to electric cars. According to the DOT, Sitka currently has as many registered motor vehicles as people, around 8,500, and half of them are passenger cars. Charlie Walls is doing some motor vehicle math based on increasing interest nationwide in electric cars.
Out of these 4,860 cars we got running around, that in 2009 we'll have 24 of them will be electric cars. And the year after that we'll have 98. And then in 2011 and 12, it really starts taking off, because I think that's when the major manufacturers will come to the market with a real viable alternative to gasoline-powered cars. So then it starts just taking off from there. So bottom line is, I'm assuming that about 75% of the passenger cars in Sitka will be electric cars in 20 years.
You know, if it's just the flats, I pedal. It doesn't matter. I'll ride out to C-Mart and get groceries or whatever. But if I'm feeling lazy, I turn it on, and you feel like you're young again. I let a friend ride it, and he said, wow, I feel like Lance Armstrong.
William Stortz is community-minded, but he's not an activist of any kind that I know of. He works in maintenance at the Mount Edgecombe Hospital and wears a tool belt for a living. Earlier this summer, Stortz was driving his pickup to work and saw a yachtsman on a battery-assisted folding bike cruising up the steep hill near his home. After some internet research and some conversations with a helpful California bike shop, Stortz paid over $1,600 for a Bion-X, a Canadian-made pedal electric conversion kit that fits just about any bicycle. His motivating principle was getting the most out of a 30-minute lunchtime.
I think mostly just the idea of being able to go back and forth to work without working up such a sweat. You know, I work hard. I'm in the trades, so I would do manual labor a lot, and the last thing I need to do is get a workout at the end of a day.
Stortz can get back and forth to work in under 5 minutes with the Bion-X, which he adapted to his 20-year-old Specialized mountain bike. I can't begin to tell you how it works, except that it requires you to pedal to get the assist, which at the touch of a button can range from 25% to 50%, 100%, or a whopping 300%. I thought it felt like my dad pushing me when I was learning to ride a two-wheeler. The Bionics guy on YouTube, though, is sticking with the Lance Armstrong analogy.
I like mountain biking for nature and also for speed and also to do jumps. The Bionics will help me go up certain hills and to be able to go down some other ones later.
So you can be like 4 times stronger, way easier to go uphill, but you always exercise. You just feel like Lance Armstrong, just so powerful, and you don't need to take any pills.
You didn't dedicate any permanent fund monies or anything like that to this? You just wrote a check, probably?
I look at this as a... What was that money we got, that economic stimulus package? Well, I sent mine to Canada. Not very patriotic of me, was it?
Including the Bionics bike, Sitka is up to 6 electric vehicles now. Michelle Putz has been swamped by interested onlookers when she's parked her Metro at the community's first 2 farmers markets this summer. It's hard to say whether a few electric cars and a bike are a real shift toward something new or just a reaction to fuel prices. Putz believes that Sitka's cheap, abundant hydropower and its limited road system will tip the balance toward change.
And in Sitka, it makes perfect sense where we have, you know, renewable power. I think a lot of folks are thinking they're just going to switch over to electric just because it's cheaper than gas. So I hope we do it, you know, the right way, using renewable power to do it. Should we go?
In Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.